Good morning. Another warm and muggy start to the day across the capital region and interior New York and New England. And it looks like we're going to sweat it out again this afternoon with high temperatures well up into the 90s and high humidity, which will make it feel like it's close to, if not better than, 100 degrees at times through the latter portion of the day. A big ridge of high pressure will dominate again today, keeping the blazing sun in place on this first full day of summer. It looks like the ridge will start to break down tomorrow as a front approaches from the west. Still partly cloudy, warm and muggy weather tonight with highs in the middle to upper 60s. And very warm and humid tomorrow, but highs will be a notch lower and mainly in the middle to upper 80s. As the front approaches tomorrow afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous, especially in the Hudson Valley eastward into southern New England, and some of those storms could be on the stronger side and maybe even severe. Into the day on Saturday, an isolated pop-up shower or thunderstorm likely. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds, still warm but not as humid, with highs back into the lower 80s. Right now, Sunday looks dry, as a mix of sun and clouds will dominate again, and highs will be back into the lower 80s. Early next week, a cool pool of air will settle over us, keeping a few showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the period Monday through Wednesday, and highs will be back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Chris, located over the open North Atlantic, about 630 miles southeast of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Chris is moving toward the east-northeast near 20 miles per hour, and a turn toward the northeast and then the north is expected today, followed by a turn toward the northwest tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts, and little change in strength is expected over the next day or so. Chris is forecast to become post-tropical by early tomorrow. And the Hurricane Center is also keeping an eye on a sharp trough of low pressure over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico as it continues to produce a large area of clouds, showers, and thunderstorms. Strong upper-level winds over the Gulf of Mexico are expected to gradually diminish in a couple of days, and some slow development of this disturbance is possible by that time. Heavy rains and localized flooding are possible across western Cuba, southern Florida, and the central Bahamas, and also the Yucatan Peninsula through Saturday in association with this system. The last worldwide report of a funnel cloud, tornado, or waterspout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, in Canada, at 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Primrose Lake, Canada, at 3:45 p.m. yesterday. There were 13 daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Tribune, Kansas. The 106-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1974 by 2 degrees. There were 7 daily record lows at Soda Springs, Idaho. It was 26 degrees, and this is 6 degrees colder than the old record set in 2002. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility and fog, 55 degrees with a northwest wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and fog and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 65, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.92 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid in the upper 90s. Boston, hazy, hot, and humid also in the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 94 degrees, the low 69. The average temperature, 82, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.03 inches for the month and 15.83 for the season. There were 17 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 52, that's 10 below normal, and 130 cooling degree days for the season, which is 38 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 97 set in 1938, and the record low 41 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s, though in the high 80s across the highest terrain. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index values over 100. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot and humid today in the lower to mid-90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still very warm and humid with afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible in the upper 80s. An isolated storm possible Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Sunday, and partly sunny Monday through Wednesday of next week. Scattered shower or thunderstorm possible all 3 days and highs back into the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.